This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A service of remembrance was held at St. Paul's Cathedral in London for Queen Elizabeth. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Bishop Sarah Mullally said a life lived in the service of others is a rare jewel.
It is a jewel that Her Late Majesty the Queen wore as a crown.
Mullally called the Queen a symbol of unity, strength, forbearance, and resilience.
She has been this nation's unerring heartbeat through times of progress, joy, and celebration, as well as in much darker and more difficult seasons.
Mullally prayed that the Queen's words over the years can be a reminder of the power and strength that can be found in coming together. I'm Ed Donahue.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un stressed that his country will never abandon the nuclear weapons it needs to counter the United States, which he accused of pushing to weaken the North's defenses and eventually collapse his government. That's according to the state media. Kim made the comments during a speech at North Korea's rubber stamp parliament, where members passed legislation governing the use of nuclear weapons, which Kim described as a step to cement the country's nuclear status and make clear such weapons will not be bargained. The U.S. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' office said that he was deeply concerned about the new law and noted that the North's pursuit of a nuclear weapons program continues to disregard the resolutions of the Security Council to cease such activities. He said the Secretary General reiterates his call to the DPRK to resume dialogue with the key parties concerned with a view to achieving sustainable peace and complete and verifiable denuclearization. This is VOA News. Ukrainian forces have seized an expanding area of previously held Russian territory in the east, which is in a sharp and rapid advance, according to a Russian-installed regional official on Friday. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Russia kept silent for a day before acknowledging the development. The head of the Russian-backed administration in the Kharkiv region said on state television Friday that Ukrainian forces are being delayed as much as possible, but several settlements, in his words, are now under control of the Ukrainian forces. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky later said Kyiv's forces had liberated more than 30 settlements in the Kharkiv region so far, and that fighting continues in the eastern Donbas region and the south. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A series of strong inland earthquakes have now shaken Indonesia's easternmost province on Saturday, but there were no immediate reports of serious damages or casualties. The Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency said at least four land-based earthquakes between 6.2 and 5.5 magnitudes were centered about 23 miles northwest of central Memboranmo district of West Papua in the province at a deep depth of about 10 miles. The head of the Earthquake and Tsunami Mitigation Division said that the quakes posed no immediate danger to the area. From drought to floods and sea level rise, the cost of damage caused by climate change will only get higher as the world warms, sparking concerns from both top officials and activists about how to pay for it. During a visit to Pakistan, which recently suffered from devastating floods, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for developed countries to step up and pay for damages poorer countries are suffering as a result of climate change. Guterres' comments came a day after the UN World Meteorological Organization warned that Africa's islands and coastal states will be heavily exposed to rising seas and will spend about $50 billion in damages by the year 2050. Recapping our top story, a service of remembrance was held at St. Paul's Cathedral in London for Queen Elizabeth, and also North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is stressing his country will never abandon the nuclear weapons it needs to counter the United States, which he accused of pushing to weaken the North's defenses and eventually collapse the government. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.